Let's get to it. Okay, let me grab her.
Hi, Jim. Yes, thank you, Tara. Hi, Jim. How's it going? Happy day after Thanksgiving.
Yeah, you too.
Aw, I know. I'm over here. I feel like I'm rolling around from everything I ate. Pleasure to meet you. My name is Nadine. I'm one of the regional specialists. Thank you. That's very nice of you. I know you've been talking here with Tara. She does an amazing job going over the basics, so I'm just actually looking through her notes here. Any questions for me before we jump into the pricing, like as far as how this works or the placement that we do?
No, not really.
Okay. Any type of licensing or insurance that you're carrying, you know, for the business? Are you still in the works of all that?
Nope. I have my HIC.
Beautiful.
Okay. And I'm fully insured.
Beautiful. And she mentioned to me, so is it more remodeling what you do? I know handyman can be pretty broad, right, as far as the services. Okay.
Right. The handyman's more on there for when I don't, you know, like, oh, a couple days here or there when I'm not. I'm trying to focus more on the remodeling side.
Good. Okay. So that's mainly like what you specialize in most or what you would prefer.
Yes.
Okay. Do you do any type of concrete masonry work or, say renovations, anything like that?
Renovations, yes. Masonry on concrete, no.
Okay. What about home additions or let's say accessory buildings?
Like sheds?
Mm-hmm. Or even like garage ports.
Yeah. So that, yes, but, like additions to homes, no.
Okay. Okay. And I'm asking you these questions because I'm trying to see what's going to be really the better option for you.
Right.
I know that you have Angie's, so I'm assuming you're doing their pay per lead because that's usually what they do. You pay, I think it's now a monthly rate, and then the leads are deducted from that. Do you prefer something that's where you pay per lead, but I'm talking about what would be a qualified lead or something more along a fixed flat rate?
It depends on which one's more cost effective. Cause my biggest thing right now is I don't want to get stuck into a contract. That was the one of the two like things with Angie specifically
that put me over,
I pay like $500 a month. And I'll get, you know, between 7 and 10 leads. And that's it. And then if I'm just not making money off of it.
You're still paying.
I can cancel, but I only owe them 35% of the remaining.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that's a lot.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. So a package I would recommend for you to get started with. Okay. Mm-hmm. And then you could always upgrade to Google's pay per lead program, which is 100% better than the Angie's leads. But if we're looking at to be a little bit more cost effective, okay, I would recommend this platinum package, which is also known as the VIP with Facebook advertising. What we do is we set it where it's a fixed flat rate. It's monthly. We'll ask you for a 3-month verbal agreement. I'll always be straightforward and transparent with you. We'll ask you to stick it out 3 months, but you pay monthly. You can cancel at any time, okay? But basically, this is going to put you on the first page of Google, content creation on Bing, Yelp, Apple Maps. We do Facebook advertising where we could retarget an audience by interest, income level, or location. They click on that Facebook ad and they call you directly. No website, correct? It hasn't been launched.
I have a website. It's just not. I haven't launched it yet. I went through. GoDaddy?
Yeah. Awesome.
Kind of pulled the trigger without doing too much looking into it, and then discovered a couple of the college kids I know are like, you should have paid for it.
Well, listen. Your website, we can attach that where you're listed, and then we cover the mobile platform. Covers voice-activated searches. Anyone using the iPhone, Android, or tablet are going to pull you up. This is offered to you today at a fixed flat rate of $299 a month.
Okay.
And it does come with a one-time $99 setup fee. Okay.
Yeah.
So basically, initial investment, $398 to get it started today, $299 monthly. Okay.
Yep.
And that price you're grandfathered into, no matter how long you're with us, whether it was 6 months or
okay.
6 years. Okay. But this would not be charging you per call, per job, or per click. It actually gives you the ability, Jim, to cherry pick the jobs that you do want to take without having that cost per call.
Okay.
Okay.
And do I do that through, like, do you guys have an app or?
So as far as, like, the way that it's set up, you and I create the account. Like, we're basically verifying your business information. I read you the voice verification recording that'll outline the billing date, our service agreement. You know, if you need to cancel, that you call at least 3 business days before your billing is due. And then we go ahead and take down billing information. Process payment, you're going to get the receipt while you and I are on the phone. I'm going to walk you through that. I'm going to walk you through how to log in through your client dashboard where you track your results with us as well. The most important appointment is going to be your client interview. And we'll set that up on Monday where you'll speak with the technician about your Facebook ads, the services you want to be found for, the areas that we're targeting. That's where the real magic happens, not so much with me. But you would have this customized tracking and reporting system that's going to allow you to track what phone calls you're receiving from our program, how many times they clicked on your Facebook ad. You could view your profiles, your keywords. You could even, we have a tool that you can use. You put in your customer's phone number, their email, and it'll automatically send them a link to leave you a review on your Google Business profile. So we encourage it. We try to make it as simple as possible for you. Okay. The Facebook page, is it actually one that you set up for the business?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Is it? Yeah, I have one. I just got to get.
Okay.
That was actually my plan to do probably either to this afternoon or
okay.
tomorrow. Basically, by the end of the weekend is to get all the pictures and everything I have finally
oh, good.
On Facebook.
That's awesome. Do you have like a lot of before and after photos?
I have a lot of after photos. I'm terrible
okay.
about taking pictures. Like,
let me tell you.
I'll
you
be like 2 days into
common.
The project. Yeah, I'll be like 2 days into the project and be like, shit, I didn't take any before pictures.
Well, you know what? You and I have something in common because I used to have a catering business before my husband got sick.
Mm.
And it was like a side hustle, right? It was something that we did on the weekends and it made
yep.
good money, but then he ended up getting sick with cancer, so
oh,
I had
yeah.
to like shut it down. But I was the worst person to take photos. My cousin's like, dude, you need to take pictures and post them on your Instagram. And I'm like, when I'm in the zone of cooking and serving people,
yeah.
I'm not about to take pictures. I told her, you want me to hire you?
I help my
you could take them for me.
On the side, so. Yeah.
So
my brother's, my father, yeah. Oh, I get it. My father was a chef too, and my brother's a chef. So
oh, wow.
I grew up from, like, the age of 3. When I can stand on a chair, I started cooking. And
no
yeah,
way.
We're
That's
both
how
terrible.
I grew up.
When we get, yeah.
Yeah. I remember as a kid being over the stove with a chair. I mean,
yeah.
we wouldn't do that now, right? Because, you know, God forbid if something would happen with these kids. But, yeah.
I mean, I was on a chair. Yeah. I was on a chair in GE's hotel.
Oh my gosh!
In their kitchen,
no
my dad
way.
Was the executive chef of the hotel in Fairfield, and yeah.
Wow, how amazing! And you went in a different industry. Check you out.
Yeah.
Were you like, I'm not
yeah.
cooking? Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, at 15, I had to recut 110 gallons worth of romaine lettuce.
Oh my gosh!
Complained it didn't fit on her fork. And that's like, I'm not doing this for a living.
You're like, yeah, I'm good.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know, Jim, what do you think? I mean, how do you feel about our program? Do you feel it's worth giving a shot? That way we can prove it to you?
Yeah, I think so. And you said it's what, it's $199 a month?
It's $299 a month. Yeah. So today would be $398. Your billing date will always be the 28th. And then that would be an automatic charge with the $299. I'm going to send you everything right now in writing. What is the best email for you?
N, as in November, Valley, RH, at Gmail for it.
Okay. Is that Valley without the E?
No, there or is with an it? E in it.
There is an
yeah,
E.
Yeah, I gotta.
Okay.
I gotta sit down and pay the state to change
fix
it,
that?
But it's coming up again so soon that it's gonna
oh,
do when I have
okay.
to renew.
Okay. So right now, Jim, you're going to receive this email. It's coming from Nadine Medina at Local Splash, and it's going to say VIP with Facebook. Okay. Let me send you this.
And then, yeah, and then we can cancel any time.
Yep.
After.
And I'm going to go over all of that with you. So let's say, right, how it's going to work is like this. You pay the $398 today, December 28th is your next billing date of $299. That'll be your second month. Your third month is going to be January 28th, right? Let's say, though,
no.
Let's just say, for whatever reason, you decided, you know, after the second month, I want to cancel. I don't even want to do the third
mm-hmm.
month. There will be an early termination fee of $199. Okay?
Okay. That's fair.
Let me see
of
here.
Course, I hired my sister's husband. So
uh-huh.
Not that I'm worried about taking care of their family.
Oh.
Just
wow. Oh. So I just sent that email to you. Now, Jim, do you get text messages on the phone number that we're speaking on by chance?
I do. Yeah, this is
okay.
My text
number. All right. I'm going to also send you, how far are you from Danbury? That's where my mother-in-law is from. She grew up in Connecticut. And do you know she came to California all by herself? Her sister drove her out here. I'm like,
nice.
I don't know how you did it, Debbie. I tell her all the time. I said, I would have been, like, freaked out coming from Connecticut to California and not know anybody.
Yeah. Oh, I get it. I was stationed in California.
Were you?
Years.
Oh, you were a veteran?
Yeah.
You're a veteran?
Yep.
Oh,
yep.
My gosh. Thank you for your service.
You're
wow,
very well.
What branch?
Army.
Oh, my gosh. My daughter's husband is, well, actually, they're in Oahu. He's serving in the Army.
Okay.
And I'm like, wow.
That was my first duty station.
Are you serious? Oh, my gosh.
Yep. I went
wow,
from
yeah,
Hawaii
my grandson
to,
was born out there.
Oh, nice.
Wow, that's amazing. Oh, my gosh. Thank you so much for your service. I always love to thank our veterans. I feel like you guys don't get thanked enough, you know? I always call my dad on Veterans Day, too. Yeah, him and his brother served in the Army along with my grandfather. So it's always
nice
to talk to a veteran, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, we have the freedom we have because of the men and women that made sacrifices, as well as your families, you know, is how I see it. Yeah. I'm sending you a text right now, Jim.
Yeah.
How long did you serve?
6 years.
Wow. Okay. That's awesome. Hopefully you get all the perks when it's Veterans Day, right?
Yeah.
Take advantage of all that, you know.
I work.
Oh, did you really? Oh, my gosh.
Well, I work, so I actually just left. I worked on an ambulance in one of the big cities.
Oh, wow.
I left there full-time earlier this year to do this
okay.
full-time.
Wow.
And I worked the ambulance that day with one of my regular partners who was in the Navy, so we had a good day.
Oh, my gosh. That's awesome. Wow. And, Jim, your last name, this is just for the account here with me.
Rizzio, R-I-Z-Z-I-O.
Okay. And then the text that I sent you, it has our 877
mm-hmm.
number. Please save that number in your contacts under our company name, Local Splash, because I don't ever want you to lose our phone number. Okay, so always keep that with you. Make sure that text came in.
Got it. Yep, I got it with my
awesome.
Username and password.
Yep, you see that? That's for your client dashboard. So this way you already have that there, okay?
Yep.
Perfect.
Because I saw the receipt, too. So is it $100 worth of Facebook ads? Like if I was going to buy it myself or
So what that is, so the email, what I do is I give you the breakdown, right? So for example,
yeah, I saw.
The $299, we're taking $100 of that and we're going to allocate it to your Facebook ads that we are managing.
Right.
So this is why you will not incur click fees, aside from which you're paying us flat rate. But let's say later on down the road, you're like, I'm really liking these Facebook ads. I'm getting some real good traction on it. And you're like, listen, I want to add an additional $100 to the Facebook ads. Then you would just pay the difference of that. So instead of you paying, you know, $299, if you're paying $399, then you know that $200 of that is going to your Facebook ads.
Okay.
We just like to give you the breakdown so this way you know where the money is being allocated. Because there's some companies that'll charge you one amount and then, oh, now you're paying click fees additional. And you're like, what? Wait a minute. I thought that was all inclusive. So yeah, that's why we like to give the breakdown like that. Okay. So that's why I always send you the email with the recap. So this way you see, okay, the ongoing is $299. That price is not going to change. Okay.
Yep.
Okay. And then, Jim, the company name, should it have the E in the belly?
Yeah, because I'm going to end up changing it to...
Okay.
That has to be spelled correctly.
Okay. So I don't want to...
Looking at your guys' reviews.
Yeah. Check us out. We're on Google. We have over 1,000 reviews.
Yep. Seems like most people are very happy.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not going to lie to you and tell you that every single person has been ecstatic. You know, you'll see some that are negative, but for the most part, I would say like maybe 1%. I mean, it's so funny. I was just looking at Disneyland's reviews just for the heck of it, and I'm like, even the happiest place on earth has people complaining that it was too hot outside in August and the lines were too long. And I'm like, okay, first of all, you're in California in August and it's hot. And you're talking Disneyland. The lines are always going to be long, even if you get the fast pass. I know this because I've gone before and I won't go again.
Yeah.
But yeah, one thing is that with us doing the monthly, it's us consistently having to earn your business. You know what I mean?
Right.
So we've been doing this now. I'm going to say, I can't remember if it's the 20th, that will be actually 21 years in business.
Oh, wow. Nice.
Yeah. Long time. I haven't been here that long. I've been here 8 years, but yeah, very long time.
Yeah, I mean, I just pulled up the review summary and it's like, all right, some people are very unhappy and everybody else is like the grand majority is extremely ecstatic. So
yeah. I mean, and that's just, you know, I think it's with every business. The other thing too that I wanted to tell you. And one thing I'll say this is I would frown if someone had like all good 5-star reviews and they got over 1,000. I'm like, oh, something seems iffy. You know what I mean?
Oh, and, 100%. Me and my brother had to sit down with the restaurant he helped open, if you will. And he'd literally be like, you guys need to stop taking down your negative reviews.
You know what? I'm going to use a perfect example. My husband and I agree with that. My husband and I went to a restaurant. It was going to be for Valentine's Day. And, it wasn't. It was our anniversary. And we went and looked at some reviews and he's like, oh man, this one's talking about that they waited a long time. I'm like, Anthony, look at the date. It was on Valentine's Day. What do you expect? All restaurants are going to have a long line. There's always so many factors. You know what I mean? And
you
he
can
was
only
like,
keep
okay,
so many
sense.
People happy in this world.
Yeah, I mean, and that person might just be having a bad day and decided, well, I'm gonna let them pay the price for it.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, 100%. And in my personal and professional opinion, working on the ambulance, more people need to start going back to church.
Oh, you know what? I'm a believer, and I'm gonna tell you something. And my pastor says this all the time. If more people have God in their life, and I'm going to say it because I'm not afraid to talk about God. If they had God in their life, he's all, the world would be a lot better and happier.
Yeah.
You know? It's just, but not everybody's like that. You know what I mean?
The devil's running way too free right now.
Oh, yeah, 100%. It's like, oh my gosh. So the company name should be full as, oh my gosh, I'm going to totally mess this up. Is it Nautatuck?
Naugatuck.
You're probably going to.
Close.
Close.
Yeah, Naugatuck. Yep.
Naugatuck. Okay, Valley Remodel and Handyman. Do you want the LLC included or without?
Probably should have it in there since I'm actually an LLC.
Okay, so we'll keep it there. And the word and is spelled out, correct? Or do you want the ampersand?
I'm pretty sure I did an ampersand.
Okay. Yeah, I noticed on Angie's it doesn't have it, so I'll make sure it has the ampersand for Google. And where else we're listing you as well. Okay. Now, the address where we're going to verify the business, is it the address that's showing on Angie's? There's a 56 Pleasant Street.
Yeah, that's my house.
Okay. 06401 is your zip code?
Correct.
And Sonia? Okay. We're going to hide the address because we don't want your address showing up on Google. Okay, so just a FYI, I don't know why Angie's
that
always
going to be one of the
addresses. Thing.
Can we hide my address?
Yeah. All right. Yeah, we'll make sure that it's hidden. Okay. And then, Jim, I want to go over a few notes for my technicians so that way they know where to start from. Okay. Yeah. So is it just strictly residential or do you also take on commercial jobs as well?
Right now it's just residential.
Just residential. Okay. And I know you mentioned you're licensed and insured.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Do you do light commercial sometimes?
Like handyman stuff for commercial, yeah, but like remodels and stuff, no.
Okay, so I know we're focusing on remodels. What else? Do you want handyman work too?
That I won't turn it down.
Okay.
You know.
Okay. Anything else specific to remodels? Renovations, I know we talked about. Do you do roofing? Do you do siding? Do you do flooring? Tile?
No.
Okay.
Flooring, yes. Tile specifically, like just tile, no. Like, I'm not going to go tile, just the bathroom.
Yeah. I know someone told me that tile's hard work. My husband was like, I want a tile in our bathroom. I said, why? No one does tile anymore like that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like he wanted it on the bathroom floor, and I'm like, no, you're crazy.
If you have all the tools, tile's not hard. I know how to tile. I actually.
Yeah.
Before I joined the Army, I was doing hardwood floors and tile, and the guy, the old man that taught me was a monster. The local or the regional, like, clothing store, you know, the big brand store here, he went and tiled all of those whenever they opened.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah, and you got to tile before you carpet. Yeah,
I would say if you have all the tools, that's good, right? But if you don't, is it even really worth it, you know?
Right. And if I end up getting all the tools and I want to add that on, I could, I'm assuming, I could just call and be like, hey, can we add tile?
Oh, absolutely. At any time, you can add additional services at any time. I noticed on Angie's, I wanted to ask you, so they have cabinet installation, interior trim, decorative molding installs. Do you want me to add all that? The drywall repair, decorative molding repair, painting?
Painting.
Okay.
Drywall repair. The molding, not really. I'm actually going to have them change that because...
Okay.
It's not... My helper does not have, he's nowhere near the skill set.
Okay. So we won't have that then.
To even help me with it. So.
Okay. But what about do you do drywall installs?
Yeah. Drywall patching. Yeah,
patching.
I'm not,
I probably didn't use the right terminology.
Oh, no worries. Yeah, I don't want some other contractor to call me to install sheetrock.
And then you're
the
like,
hall.
I know. You're like, no. What about your hours of operation? Are you typically like a Monday through Friday, Monday through Saturday?
Typically, We can do Monday through Saturday.
Okay. What are your usually like your hours?
8 to 6.
8 to 6. Okay. I'm glad you do. Sunday is day of rest.
Oh, Sunday.
That's usually.
Ambulance.
Oh my gosh. Well.
Yeah. I started going back to church after.
Did you?
After they assassinated Charlie Kirk.
Oh wow! Yeah.
And like that kind of for like I'd been thinking about it for a while, but yeah, bought a new Bible, started going back to Mass. So I go on Saturdays, and then
you go to Mass.
I go, yeah, on Saturdays, and then on Sundays I go and help people on the ambulance. I don't think Jesus would have a problem with that.
You want to know something? So I was born and I was raised Catholic. I still go to the Catholic Church.
Mm-hmm.
But
so do I.
That's
right.
I go to a Christian church, which my pastor, he was Catholic as well, and he's like, Nadine, Catholics go to heaven too. You know, some people just are
right.
Very like, you know, but I would say this, like we have corporate rosary every Wednesday with my dad's side of the family.
Yeah.
And we do that every Wednesday. Every single Wednesday. And my aunt, she goes to Christian Bible studies. She goes, honey, I kind of understand it more. Christian
right.
Bible study. She goes, you know, and I think because, but I feel like the Catholic Church is changing a lot to where it's like, I mean, I don't know. I like the new Pope, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
I feel like
that's the whole.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. I don't know if you heard the whole new, he came out and said that Mary wasn't a co-redeemer. I'm like, I grew up in the Catholic Church. My grandmother was in charge of the rectory and took care of the priests. You know, I was hanging out with the priests when I was like 4 years old. I don't ever remember hearing anything about Mary being a co-redeemer.
Me neither. But you know what though? I'm Hispanic and in the Hispanic culture, you know, she's really glorified.
I think that's
where people get the misconception, you know what I mean,
right.
of that?
Well, I'm Italian, and, you know, I don't have Mary in the bathtub in the backyard, so I'm not that good of a Italian Catholic club.
Right. My brother-in-law, his only sister is actually a Carmelite. She's a Carmelite nun.
Okay.
And my husband
is
a king. How is she so happy? Until when you talk with her, she has no worries other than praying for the world.
Right.
That's her biggest worry.
No, exactly.
What a trip,
like
right?
My biggest worry is taking care of, I'm the oldest, so it's, you know.
Uh-huh.
I'm, you know, watching out for my brother, my sister, her kids, because.
Yeah.
I date nothing but crazy, crazy women.
The picker's broken is what I used to say about me.
Oh,
the picker's broken.
100%.
Yeah. Aw.
100%.
Well, God bless you, Jim. You know what?
You too.
You'll be blessed. You'll be blessed. Thank you.
I hope so.
And I receive that. Absolutely. I'm going to actually
add
you to our
prayers.
I carry
a rosary with me now every day. Thank you.
I'll add you to our prayers because my aunt always says special intentions, whatever special intentions we have, and I hope that God continues to grow your business. I'm so excited for you.
I hope so, too.
I'm really excited about this program.
So, yeah, so am I, and that's a lot of things are, you know, there's, like, even with Angie's List, there's little things in the conversation where I'm like, you know, somebody else is talking to me, if you will. Because I still wasn't sure on Angie's List, and the guy, I called the guy to talk the last time and make my ultimate decision, and there was Christmas music playing in the back, and my dad was a Santa Claus, and...
Oh, my gosh.
So,
that's so cool.
Yeah, I carry the rosary with me every day now, so...
Do you guys do the Feast of the Seven Fishes? Or the Feast of the Fishes?
When he was still alive, we did a couple times.
Did you? Okay.
Well,
I just learned about that.
Like, Oh, it's a lot of work. Seven
fishes,
I hear. 11 dishes.
I know. I was asking my brother-in-law about it. He's all, when my grandma was alive, he's all, back in New York, they always did that. I'm all, I had just learned about it last year, and I'm like, oh, my gosh, I'm going to look it up. It was a movie I was watching. It was really cool. And then I'm putting that you have your website, you just haven't launched it yet.
Right. Yeah, I want to get that launched here in the next couple
of weeks. Yeah, once you get it launched, let us know because we want to make sure the link of it is attached. We're not going to go in and mess with it or anything like that. We just want to make sure that it's attached, okay? And then let me go here. Okay, and then now your Facebook page, I know you said you made one for the business, right?
Yes.
A business Facebook page? I can't pull it up for some reason. Do you have it without?
Yeah, I got
it. Here without.
Let me actually double check. What is this?
Okay.
Lowe's. Nope, that's the wrong button. This one. Nope. It is with the E. But there's, why are there two of them? My sister was helping me do it because I've been.
It's okay. You know what you could do too is if you just copy the link and text it back to me to the text message I sent you, just reply back to it with the link. So we make sure that we're running the ads from the correct Facebook page. What you'll do is on Facebook, you'll add us on as managers, not owners, as managers, and the technician will walk you through it. It's like really simple. So we try to make this as easy as possible for you. Okay.
Yeah. Let me with that one. Hold on.
And even if you get it to me this weekend, that's totally fine.
Yeah. I was trying to figure out which, cause for some reason I have two, but I just found it. How do I get the, where do I get the link?
If you, are you on your phone right now?
I am.
Looking at it? Okay. What do you have, iPhone or Android?
Android.
Android. Okay. So it should be kind of the same. When you're looking at your Facebook page, you're looking at that profile, right?
Yeah.
At the bottom right-hand corner, do you see anywhere where it says edit profile and there's these three dots?
That's page settings.
It'll be under the page settings. It'll say, and then, click on it. And then if you scroll towards the bottom, it'll say copy profile link.
Not verified page. Oh, so let's try that.
Don't click on edit profile. There should be three dots next to the edit profile or underneath of it.
Okay. So we're looking for, copy link. There we go.
You got it? And then just reply to that one text message I sent you, drop it in, and then send. And then I'll get it.
There we go. Just sent it. Do you guys have an app or is it just a website?
We have an app. So when you have your client interview on Monday, I'm going to let the technician know to walk you through to get that app. Okay, perfect. Okay. I got it. Yay. See, you know what you're doing. I have some people say, I'm not tech savvy. I don't know. And I'm all, don't worry. I'm not all 100% tech savvy either, but we're going to walk through this together. I always tell them. When it comes to us communicating with you, do you prefer phone calls, text messages, emails, phone and text, all three? What's your preference?
Definitely phone calls.
Okay. All right. And if for some reason we call you and we didn't reach you, we'll just shoot you a quick text. Hey, we tried to reach out. Okay. All right, so Jim, before we even process the transaction, I am going to walk you through that 90-second voice verification recording.
Sit.
And it's a pre-agreement for you, which is what I call it an added form of protection for you that we'll send in writing with your invoice. So as I am walking you through this, okay, if there is anything at all that you don't understand, I want you to do me a favor and stop me and say, hey, Nadine, what does that mean? And then what I'll do is I'll go back and review it with you, clarify it, and rephrase it because I prefer to make sure that you have a firm understanding before the transaction is even processed. Does that sound good?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So I'm going to turn on the recording, and it reads like this. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Naugatuck Valley Remodel and Handyman.
With the LLC included?
Oh, LLC, yes.
Please state your name and title within the business.
James Rizzio, owner.
Are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
And you are an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Yes.
To get results as fast as possible, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls, text messages, and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
Now, please make sure that you save our phone number, the 877-635-6225 number, as Local Splash under your contacts, because calls will come from our customer service phone number if we're reaching out to you, okay? And always allow 24 hours for Local Splash to return all calls to you, okay? Now, as a result, and just to go back to that 877 number, if you have an update, you got a change, you got a question, you got a concern, you call that number, okay? We're going to have a team dedicated to your account, all right? Mm-hmm. Now, as a result of increased visibility, please be advised that you may receive calls from third-party vendors that are unrelated to Local Splash. You will be provided with a security question to verify that the call is coming from Local Splash and not another company. Now, the security question, you have a choice of one of three. Your mother's maiden name, the city that you were born in, or your first pet's name. What would you like?
Let's do mother's maiden name.
And what was your mom's maiden name?
Lane.
W-A-Y-N-E?
No, L-A-N-E.
Oh, Lane. Okay.
Yeah.
Now, let's say you get a call, right, saying Local Splash, and you're like, I'm not sure. Just ask. What's my security question? If they hang up on you, then you know for a fact it wasn't us calling. If they refuse to give you the security question, then you disconnect the call on them.
Okay.
Now, let me go back to this part. Now, the other thing I want to explain to you is giving you an example, right? Several of my clients get called by a company called Yelp. They basically offer advertising services for their specific directory listing. If you do receive these calls, Jim, and let's say you happen to be interested in trying it out, let me know first. Let our team know first because we can offer you more of a discounted rate, okay, if you're ever interested in Yelp. Now, in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
What do you mean by that?
Yeah. And I always explain this one. So no worries. So basically what we're saying here is this. I'm not saying that you can't do additional marketing. Okay. What we're asking you is that before you do, give us a call to make sure, so we can make sure, right, that we're not already providing you that service, because we don't want you spending more money if you don't need to. So you would just be like, hey, this is what I'm thinking of doing. We would tell you, oh, yeah, go for it. It's we're not even doing any of that. Or we might tell you, like, if you said, hey, I'm going to do Facebook ads, we would say, well, wait a minute. We're already doing Facebook ads for you. You know, we don't want you, like, doubling up on stuff that you already have, in other words. Okay?
Yep, gotcha.
So going back to that. Do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
Now, as a part of the verification process, okay, It is essential that Local Splash receives the required business documents in a timely manner. These may include business license, business insurance, and any other items recommended for Google Business Verification. We ask that you kindly get these documents submitted to us within the first 7 days. Failure to provide the necessary documentation within this time frame may result in delays or suspension of your account. Do you agree to submit these items within 7 days?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today's date, which is November 28th, 2025, in the non-refundable amount of $398. This is a three-month verbal agreement, so your monthly payments will automatically renew on the 28th day of each month in the amount of $299. This is a monthly recurring payment. You may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support at 877-635-6225. Make sure that you speak with the live representative if you need to cancel. Okay, so that way it gets taken care of. If you cancel your account within the first 90 days, an early termination fee will apply. To prevent charges for the next month of service, contact client support at least 3 business days before your billing is due. Okay?
Yes.
Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay. So I'm just updating a couple of things right here real quick. And then we'll take down some billing information. How does your schedule look for Monday? Are you pretty open?
Nah, I'm still not really. Well, you guys are what, California?
Yeah, so we're 3 hours behind you. Yeah, so I want to schedule your client interview, but I want to schedule it at a time, Jim, that's going to be convenient for you. So let me tell you what times we have available, and whatever time I give you is going to be in your time zone. Okay? So let me go here. I'm going to go to – I can't believe that's going to be the first. Oh, my gosh. Okay. I have the following times available: 10:30, 11:30, 12:30, 2 o'clock, 2:30, 4 o'clock, 4:30, 5 o'clock, 5:30, and 6:30.
6:30 would be perfect.
Beautiful. Okay. Let me do this. The card that you're putting on file, is that card in your name, the business name, or both?
Both.
Okay. How does your name read on the card?
James Rizzio.
Okay.
Yes, three eyes.
Three eyes. Okay. Give me 1 second here. Let me send you this calendar invite first before someone snags that appointment from me, and then I'm going to be like, nope, give it to me. Let me do this here real quick. I'm going to send you the calendar invite. You don't need to do anything with it. It's just letting you know. We're going to call you on Monday between 6:30 and 7 your time. We'll call you from the 877 number. So just make sure you answer all calls within that hour. If for some reason when we call you, you need 5 or 10 more minutes, just pick up the call and say, hey, can you guys call me back in 5 or 10 minutes? We'll call you right back. If I'm not on another caller in a meeting, I'm actually going to be the one to call you to introduce you to the technician. Otherwise, if I'm not available, they won't wait for me. They're just going to proceed without me. I will send you a reminder an hour before your interview just to let you know that it's coming up in the next hour, okay, in case you forget over the weekend. Okay. And then you said it has the business name on there as well. How is the business name on there?
How did they put it on here? Naugatuck? V-R-A.
V-R-A? Oh, V-R-H? Okay.
V-R-H.
I was going to say, I didn't think they would fit the whole thing, right? And it's the same billing address as your home address?
Yes.
Okay. Visa, MasterCard, American Express, or Discover?
Where is it on this card? Visa.
Visa typically starts with 4.
Yep.
Okay. And then I'm ready for the card number whenever you are.
4246 3154 5837 6116.
Okay. Expiration, month and year.
9/30.
And the CVV code on the back?
843.
Okay. I'm just updating it, and then I'm going to process. In a couple of minutes, you're going to start receiving a bunch of emails, okay, and text messages. Yes. And then one of them is actually going to be your receipt. You know, when you mentioned ever since the Charlie Kirk, right, you started going to church, my brother-in-law is an Orange County sheriff. And after Charlie Kirk, he started going back to Mass. He doesn't go every week, but and he told my husband, he's like, you know what, brother, I just realized, like, this world's getting real. And my husband's like, yeah, you better, like, turn back, you know? It encouraged him to start going. And he's been all, have you seen The Chosen? I love that series.
Not yet. I want to.
Oh, my God.
The problem right now is every night, like Monday, I have to do it so late because I'll be up at this remodel till probably like 4, and then I bring my niece to the Young Marines.
Aww. No way.
Wednesday nights I'm teaching EMT classes. And
oh my gosh. Yeah.
It's just there's so much going on. I'm like, I want to watch it. I just don't want to keep falling asleep on it, you know?
Yeah, I hear you. Well, you know what though? I'm going to tell you something. Jim, I'm going to notate for them to call you Jim, not James, if you're okay with that.
Absolutely.
Let me tell you that when you see that, even if it's just 30 minutes, I mean, so that the actor that plays as Jesus, he's like, I mean, devout Catholic. And,
yeah.
Oh my gosh, I even I saw his documentary, and that poor guy, I mean, he just like, just people look at him and he's like, I'm, and he'll say his name, I'm Jonathan, because they look at him as if he's Jesus. And he's like, man, that's a hard role to hard. What does he say? Those are some shoes that are hard to fill. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But you definitely 100%. Need to watch it if you ever get the opportunity, even if it's just like 30 minutes, you know,
I plan to.
For sure.
I think he's actually the guy that, yeah. So, like, I can't, it was weird. Like, I always had a hard time falling asleep.
Uh-huh.
Ever since Iraq. Like, it's too quiet, can't fall asleep.
Yeah.
So, I'd always have my TV on, and, like, the last week, I'm like, I can't fall asleep. And I bought the Halo app, like, a month ago.
Uh-huh.
And now, and he's one of the
people you?
On it.
Yeah, he's on there, and so is Mark Wahlberg, right? If
Mark
I'm not
Wahlberg
mistaken,
and
I think Gwen Stefani
then,
too. I saw her on there
and
now.
Chris Pratt. Yep, and Chris Pratt.
Really?
So I'll just So actually, 2 nights ago, I just randomly because they have like a nighttime.
Okay. How do you like it? I've been wanting to kind of download it. What are your thoughts?
In all honesty. No, I love it. I
really?
Gotta get the times because it'll give you, you can set up your whole, like your day, you know, different times.
Wow.
That'll remind you like, hey, and so I have the, you know, a daily reflection.
Okay.
And that sends me the app at like I think it's like 7:30 and then 1 in the morning, which is kind of hard. I got to tweak the hours.
Wow, you know what? Now you're encouraging me. I think I'm going to download it today.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Oh, my gosh, that's so awesome. And one thing I'll tell you, too, Jim, once you start getting more revenue, right, I would also encourage you, even with Google's pay-per-lead program, because it's nothing like Angie's leads. These are leads that will still come to you in the form of a phone call. You're just not sharing them with anyone. right?
Right.
But they do have requirements because they want you to have at least 5 Google reviews with a Google business profile. They run a background check, which I know you'll pass. There's no problem with that. But the leads, you know, they might be a little bit more elevated, but what I love about that program is this. If someone called you, right, let's just say someone called you to remove a tree, that is considered an unqualified lead, and Google has to credit that lead back to you, okay, because it's unqualified.
Okay.
For the general contractor, which is what you would fall under for the remodels and the renovations and stuff, the leads are $59 a lead, but the minimum monthly budget is $767. So what that does is it gives you up to 13 leads in the month. So when that lead comes in, it deducts it from it. But if someone's calling to solicitate you to see if you're hiring or outside of your service area or the services that you offer, it's considered unqualified, and that would be credited back to you. A qualified lead would be if you talked about pricing over the phone or if you set an appointment to go give them an estimate. If you only got one lead in the month, what's left over from that budget, it rolls over. So that means the following month, you're only paying $59 for the lead that you received the month before. And you can pause those anytime you need to for as long as you need to. There's like no limitation on it. But it's a really good program that, you know, I would encourage you later on, even, you know, again, once you start having more revenue and you want to expand, that's always a good program. Okay.
Okay.
Let me see here. I need you to find, there's these two emails, and we send it in a text message as well to go over with you, and then we'll be all done. So there's one that'll say initial invoice, and then there's one that says action needed, pictures needed for Google verification, whichever one you find first.
Yeah, initial invoice.
Yes. Go ahead and open up that one. And it's going to say, hello, James, thank you for choosing Local Splash. Copy of your invoice is located below this email. And towards the bottom, it says, please click here to accept your subscription terms. So you'll click on that.
Yep.
Now, you're going to scroll towards the very bottom. This is all your terms and conditions, what we discussed, as far as like your cancellation, what you need to do, and so forth. Okay. At the bottom, there's three boxes. I agree to receive text messages sent to my phone. I certify that I'm the authorized holder and signer of the credit card. Information is complete and accurate, and I acknowledge that the payments are automatic and recurring. You are going to click on each of those boxes, okay?
Yep.
And then type your name at the very, very bottom, exactly as it reads there. James Rizzio, and then the third?
Yep.
Click on confirm signature, and then it should open up asking you to put your username and password, okay?
Yep.
This is where you would log in and track all your results with us, all right?
Okay.
I would recommend within 5 to 7 days, because the technician's going to be setting that all up, to go in there and start viewing, okay? Now, there's one more that'll say action pictures needed. So basically what we do is we send you this list of pictures that we need. These pictures will not post anywhere online, but this is for our back office when we're getting you verified through Google. So send us a picture of your work tools, your work equipment, your work vehicle, your business license, your business insurance. Whatever's on that list that you can provide, send it. Whatever you don't have, don't worry about it. When it talks about invoice, if you do invoicing, just as long as you don't have your client's information on there. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Sometimes your invoice will have like your business logo or what have you. Okay?
Yeah.
Now, our timeline, and we're going to be sending you notifications as these steps are being processed, so you're aware of the work that we're doing. So within 5 to 7 days, you're going to be listed in the directories. Keep in mind, these could start generating phone calls for you. 7 to 14 days, your Facebook ads are going to be live. Those can already start generating phone calls for you. What we always state in our terms and conditions, getting you verified through Google, creating the profile, optimizing it, managing it, and maintaining on the first page, I will always stick to the timeline that is written, 60 to 90 days, even when, Jim, I have seen it many, many times happen sooner. I prefer to stick to the timeline because I like to underpromise and overdeliver. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So, keep in mind, though, we know it's important for you to start getting these calls as quickly as you can, so that's why everything else we can get going a lot sooner. But we'll keep you in the loop, too, as you're on the first page. We'll notify you when your Facebook ads are live. So we're going to keep you in the loop as well. Okay?
Yep.
I would like to be the first to congratulate you and welcome you to our local Splash family. I am so super excited for you. Thank you for giving us the opportunity to help you expand your business.
Yeah, thank you very much. I'm hoping.
Nope.
No, I don't think I have any questions at this point.
Okay.
I'm sure I will over the next.
And I hope you don't mind.
Hopefully, I remember to write
yeah.
them down.
And I hope you don't mind that I'm notating that you are an Army veteran. Just so that way, I want to make sure people thank you for your service. You know, and I'm going to add you. Just so you know, I'm adding you to our corporate prayer with my family on Wednesday. So, and the business, I'm
thank
super excited
much.
For you.
Yeah.
All right.
Thank
well,
you.
I'm going to let you get back to your day since I've taken up
thank
enough
you.
Of your time. And we will talk on Monday, okay? I'm going to do my
absolutely.
Best to try to be available, but if I'm not, they're just going to,
okay.
like I said, proceed without me, okay, Jim? But
yep.
I hope you have a beautiful weekend and be blessed.
You too.
Thank you. All right. Take care. We'll talk to you on Monday.
Absolutely. Have a good one.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.